Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 4th of October 2019. Inshallah, I will recite from the beginning of Surah Saba. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Wa lahul hamdu fil akhirah. وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور. This is one of the five surahs in the Quran that starts with Alhamd, with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most famous among them is the surah that we repeat every day, lots of times, Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then we have in other places, for example, Surah Al-An'am, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaq as-samawati wal-arda wa ja'ala al-thulumati wal-nur. And also we have in Surah Al-Kahf, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. We have here in Surah Saba, and also we'll have in the next Surah, Surah Fatir. What I am missing? One more Surah. I'll tell you if I remember that. So, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is praising Himself, Alhamdulillah, so that we can praise Him as well. And indeed, it's something to really praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is worth to have all kind of praise. Because He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the one who brought everything from, first of all, from nothing. And then after He brought them, He managed all means of sustenance for those things. Look at this earth and this wonderful environment in this earth, and how Allah managed to feed everybody on this earth, and everyone is furnished with skills and capabilities so that they can find on their own their food. Look at the animal kingdom, the fish kingdom, the birds, insects, and many things that we don't see and we don't yet discovered, but Allah has made for everyone their own means to survive in a wonderfully amazing, fantastic manner. أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. And most important is that us human beings, Allah has made this earth and all that is on this earth. خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Allah has created this everything for us. So can't we thank Him? Can't we praise Him really from our hearts? And He created us for a reason, that is to worship Him. And He has given all the evidences and materials, for example, books, the divine books that tells in detail how to worship Him. Not only that, He has sent messengers along with the book. So He has sent textbook as well as teachers. So we have lots of materials, we have all the things necessary actually. So all these things are causes and reasons to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for this temporary world that we live in. The events when it unfolds on the day of judgment, it's yet another reason we need to thank Allah. That's why He said, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. The first thing when the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, they will say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They will thank Allah that He guided them so that they were able to reach to the Jannah, to the paradise. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. On the day of judgment, the angels will وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش. The angels will be around the thrones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Allah, al-arsh, and they will praise Allah. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم. By the way, I just remembered that I already mentioned the five surahs that starts with Alhamd without realizing. I thought I mentioned four, but these are five: Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Saba, and Surah Fatir. Sorry for that confusion. So let's grow this habit to praise Allah all the time. And by design, Allah has made it very much recommended that we thank Him by design. So we are asked after salawat to say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah 33 times. Before we sleep, we should say Alhamdulillah. After we raise from sleeping, the first thing we say Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da idh amatana. So it's by design. Let's attribute all these things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not fall into the trap of the atheists and the secularists who do not see the works of Allah in this universe and try to attribute it just to nature and automatic things and brute force and whatnot. Okay. And let's also recognize that Allah is watching on us. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. This highway of communication between earth and the heaven, it's really amazing things. We see some of the things, like the water that comes from up to down, or the vapor that goes from down to up. But along with that, there are so many things we cannot see, we cannot realize. Allah knows how many angels comes every day, and how many angels raises. Allah knows all of these things. This is a super highway of information, of mercy, of so many things that flows in this two-way direction from Samawat and Earth, the heaven and the earth, every day. And Allah is merciful, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. He is merciful and he is forgiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who realize, who praise Allah, who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.